with Mojeda, who is our new controller. He's been here. This is his first ICANN meeting, and so we're excited to have him here. We also have Janice, who is here to help us keep us on track and really instrumental. Thank you all for joining us. Next slide. I believe, let's see. Yeah, so I will be presenting this just because I've been so involved in the travel support for ICANN. We'll be handing over the reins to Steve Antonoff, who many of you know, who is in Marina Del Rey today, I believe, and Matt as well in the Marina Del Rey office. And so that's the reason why we said prepared by Steve Antonoff and presented by Kevin Wilson. We wanted to make sure that transition to let you know that things won't be falling through the cracks and there will be a smooth transition for the travel support guidelines. Next slide. So this is not really to announce. This is not the time for the travel support guidelines to be adopted for the fiscal year. Those have already been done. Each fiscal year, the travel support guidelines are presented to the community, posted, comments received, synthesized, analyzed, and then we post that as part of the annual operating plan and budget. So that was done as part of the adoption of this current year fiscal year's budget, which ends June 30th. The reason why we wanted to present today is we have a change in the drug guidelines, largely based on community feedback on the best way to administer that the travel support, and based on community feedback that we've received for several years, and worked through those details. We telegraphed that in Brussels, and then we've had several conversations with community members and internally as well, and came up with this change. So we're announcing a change today in those guidelines that will be effective for the next ICANN meeting, the San Francisco meeting, and going forward. The key change is that the constituency or the stakeholder who is receiving travel support may now choose to continue using ICANN's processes, internal processes, or they can find the support themselves, book their own travel, and then seek reimbursement. So that was a strong request in the past. We want to do that. We're offering that now for the San Francisco meeting. Okay. So if you're booking through ICANN's agent, there's really no change. The process remains the same. They'll continue to work through that. I'm hoping in the question and answer period we'll hear some success stories. I think really the model that we're changing to here is a model in which the ICANN travel support team, including the BCD, the travel agent that we currently use, will win the hearts and minds of the travelers, as opposed to being forced to use them. That you'll actually in the travel support mechanism we have. Okay. So before I talk about what the process is, it might help to understand the reason why we have the two travel support methods. So the reason why we do a close controlled environment, as many of you know, is for that very reason. We don't want to have it open. Historically, we haven't wanted to have it open source on travel support because there's such disparity on the bookings, there's such disparity on levels of travel, such disparity on timing of travel, on who gets. We didn't have the ability to control who's getting supported, who's not. So it was very out of control and wasn't fiscally responsible. So we brought that control internally. So that was the valence there. That valence is still very, very strong and important for ICANN, especially in years like this year where last year where you have strong budget constraints. the reason why we're opening this up is largely from community feedback on the challenges with the administration of that travel and the need to have local control or decentralized control on that. So it's always a balancing act with that. So I think the model that we're going to now is the travel support team, which is really doing a much, much better job. Every meeting they get better and better. They really do. I think we're getting close to that gold standard that we promised last year, heading that way. And so that's the intention there. However, we're allowing this to happen so that we don't have so much frustration and exceptions that we'll win you over, not force you to be converted. So what are some of the specific processes? Number one, we must receive written authorization prior to booking. We don't want to have the situation where supported travelers have booked their flights, paid for them, and are starting to ask for reimbursement, and we find out that they're not on the list, or there's three extra travelers in a certain group, and we're having this very uncomfortable conversation where who's paying for that. So please, as you'll see in the guidelines that will be posted, you need to receive written authorization before you actually book your travel and before you commit to funding for that. We'll in turn make sure that we've committed internally to turn those around. So when we do receive the requests, we will authorize those that rapidly. You won't be waiting months and months. That will not be a problem in the critical path. The next point is that reimbursements are made after the meeting. So we felt that was important. We wanted to make sure that the funds are actually spent, and so there would be actual receipts attached to it. That's fiduciary responsibility. And most importantly of all, we want to make sure that the people actually attend the meeting. As you know, many times people for personal or business reasons can't attend a meeting when they have all intentions to do so. And so we don't want to have the awkward situation where we reimburse somebody for their travel. They don't come to the meeting, and then we have to go and chase that. We don't want to be a collection agency. So that's number one, is the reimbursements after the meeting. So then the question is, what level will we reimburse? We'll use third-party. There's sites that are websites, and that'll be described in the guidelines themselves, where we'll actually set the amount. So there will be a maximum amount that you'll be reimbursed. Obviously, if you can travel for less than that, that's great. Then we'll reimburse you for that. We encourage, for fiscal responsibility, with all our budget money, it makes sense to do that. But we have guidelines on that so that people don't book at the last minute and have all kinds of changes and put in personal travel to that point. It's still fundamentally, this travel support guidelines is based on the fundamental principle that it's to get the ICANN work done. And realizing that the volunteers are doing incredible amount of work to support getting the work done. So we want to make sure that principle is followed. The next point is that they must submit an itinerary to ensure the hotel room. So that actually is the same. I'm not sure, but that might have been transparent to you, so that if it had gone through BCD, BCD would notify the meetings team to actually book the hotel room. So if you're going through your own route, the traveler needs to submit their itinerary, obviously, so we can figure out when to book the hotel rooms, make sure that there's a room available when you arrive, and that it's available until the day you leave. Okay, so what's next? Read the travel summary for each meeting. I think that will be posted this week for the San Francisco meeting. As always, the constituency travel, it is posted? Great, wonderful. So it's actually posted. I don't know if you want to put the link on the chat room or... Okay. Great. And contact the constituency travel support team at constituency-travel@icann.org. That's a great site, very responsive. The travel team works very hard to be responsive to the literally thousands and thousands of emails that come in. And from the feedback I've received in recent meetings, it seems like response rate has been really, really doing well. It's right there, the link to the where the travel support will be there. It's on the slide deck as well. Okay. Are there any questions? And then I also want to put in the queue, Janice, to, if you don't mind, Janice, I'd love to have you share some of the benefits of put a little plug for the travel support team and why it will actually help. For those of you who think that you can always travel better on your own through your own methods, there are actually benefits of having a travel support team that understands ICANN and that understands, and there are actually ICANN staff behind that to work with you and do that. Okay. Evan.
Thanks. This is Evan Leibovich from Norello. I just have a quick clarification just to be sure I have it clear in my own mind. So for the self-booking, somebody goes, finds a booking, then needs to get pre-authorization for that booking. Then they go and they pay and they pay for it, and then they send the itinerary in to confirm the hotel, and then after the trip they get reimbursed. Do I have that plot in the right order?
Yes, except just add the point of having proper documentation and fill out the expense report to get reimbursement. Right.
That was it.
That's perfect. Thank you, Evan, for clarifying that. Are there any other questions, Alan? Okay. Why don't we take one or two, let Janice share, and then we'll go back to Alan.
one that is this working?
Yeah.
I've luckily never had to worry about it, but right now, if a traveler books a reservation and in it, for reasons out of their control, cannot travel, right now ICANN essentially eats it and tries to reuse that ticket if possible. It sounds like under the terms you're talking about, if the traveler doesn't travel, they do not get reimbursed, period, no questions asked, or will there be an exception process for reasonableness there, too?
Yeah, as usual, Ellen, you come up with a question that at least I hadn't thought of. I have a feeling Steve and or Matt have thought about that. I do know the exception process will still be there. There's travel is travel. There's always going to be requests for exceptions. We're just hoping it isn't in the hundreds or I don't know if it dropped below 100 this time, but in the last meeting there was over 100 exception requests. So we're trying to bring that way down. So there will still be exception requests. And I know that will be handled that way. I don't know how I don't have an answer right now.
I was just curious.
Specific one.
It might be useful to think about it. It will happen inevitably. As I've said to you privately, hopefully if you put reasonable rules in place, the number of exceptions will go down. And one of the measures of are they reasonable is are the exceptions going down?
Yeah.
I will now make my... I'm allowed to make one officially snide comment, right? Okay. I did ask in an email, which, Kevin, you may have seen, talking about per diems for this meeting, some of which were not received by last Friday. I actually got mine late Thursday night. And I was wondering if ICANN is having a cash flow problem, and perhaps it's going to be on the board discussion this Friday. But since I presume there is no cash flow, major cash flow problem in ICANN, it would be really nice if you sent out per diems early and not wait until what you think is the last possible moment so that people don't get them before they travel. Some of our travelers at large really cannot travel easily without getting the per diem and having it in their pocket. And yes, I understand if you send it out too early, someone will cancel, and then you may have to reclaim it, but the hardship you're causing and grief in people worrying about it is just not worth it. Please do it early. You're not, you're going farther away from the gold star in that one, not closer.
By processing per diems earlier in the process, that's your point.
As I said, right for a meeting or two, we would get them a week before, which for some banks was not great if you're in a far part of the world. 12 hours before you get on the plane is a bit close. 12 hours after you get on the plane is probably not good for some people. So.
Good. I think it's a point really well taken, and you're taking that down. And I am not sure if the chat room is working, so if Steve, if you ever want to... it's not right now. I apologize. So we'll we can follow up with specific answers on that. Janice, do you want to share one of your stories, one of your background stories on the BCD experience and the travel team support team experience?
Thank you, Kevin. Janice Lang from ICANN staff. I just had discussed with Kevin and Juan over the past couple of days. I've had some experience myself with three of my fellows who are not able to attend, fellows from the fellowship program, who are not able to attend due to the travel conditions out there on this particular journey. So from a strike in Madrid to the snowstorms in Europe, canceled flights and, you know, delays unavoidable by an airline and by the time you get to the next and, you know, overnight in hotel. And all three of these individuals, after very long journeys, 4 days, and one individual literally with transit visas back and forth was about 2 weeks in motion, going from Ghana to the UK, UK rejecting, going back to Ghana, to Nairobi, get a visa, back to Ghana, back to UK, get the transit visa, back home, get his things together, go to UK, blocked, go to Madrid, blocked, you know, and each step of the way, in spite of all this hassle, he was able to be in constant communication with Matt and BCD Travel, who got him hotel rooms so he didn't sit in an airport, who made sure they made every effort to get a flight changed, get him redirected. And all three individuals, and I can share the emails, came back afterwards and said, well done, ICANN. You really take care of your people. Alan, your concerns about per diems and stuff aside, because that's well understood if, you know, you're waiting for something and a wire doesn't come. But in these cases, you really have to think about the convenience and the cost savings of a self-directed flight and self-directed hotels and who's there as the safety net when that goes wrong and who in your time of need is going to be there to back you up. And I think these are a couple of good examples where the travel team can help. Now, certainly all of us can purchase travel insurance, and I've become a user of that lately for my own needs, and it's out of your pocket. I don't know how that would be dealt with, but, you know, it's just a couple of these kind of stories you have to just think about before jumping in to the next step.
Cheryl?
Thank you. Just to follow on from that, I think it's it would be remiss of me not to mention in the public record that so far, I should have some wood to touch, but so far, for a very long time, each of our meetings we've had within our community, who are all sponsored travellers, some disaster befell someone in some way, shape or form. And the heroics is how I would describe it. The continual, you know, the ability for someone to be leaving in a hotel, getting into a cab and knowing that ticketing will be at the airport and if it's not, there will be someone talking to them. That's very intense time intense. It involves staff here as well as back in the ICANN constituency travel support office. But, yeah, you're getting it right and it's hugely important to have that mechanism there. And coming back to what Alan was saying earlier, I would suspect if you've done it on your own, Matt, I'm not sure how ICANN would be able to say we're sorry if you didn't buy a refundable ticket. I'm not sure how any form of reasonable return of fees could be worked out under an exceptions program other than some form of, you know, buyer beware rule, because it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me how you could give money back if it was spent and not used in the name of ICANN. Just doesn't work, at least in my head. So, yeah, I would certainly like to have ICANN know how valuable the travel assistance is. Just on the per diem issue, Alan mentioned, and I know it was clear for him, but I'm concerned it wasn't clear for everyone who was listening, what happens when the wire transfer doesn't get to a country in Africa until you're in the air and your banking has no remote ability to access is a real problem, because it forces us into double dipping. It means we have to give these people cash here. And in this case, these are people who do not even have a credit card. I stand next to one of my travellers every time they book in because they cannot give a credit card for security for anything in excess that is used. And it's much easier for me with my nature to make it clear to even the hotel manager that this is not going to happen. They're not going to give you money. They're not going to give you things. They will pay cash and it's okay. Now, in one case, I've had to give my credit card to make that happen. And that's where these little things that we, in a more reasonable situation, just forget how hard it is if you don't have that piece of plastic or if you don't have access to remote banking. So even a week, as Alan said, would be nice.
Great. I really appreciate that. Those are really good points. I'd also like to add, Steve did add to the let me turn off my feedback here. Steve added, I'll read it, if a traveler books the travel themselves and then cancels, the ticket belongs to the traveler. If it is booked through ICANN's travel agent, ICANN can typically recover most, if not all, of the value of the ticket in most circumstances. So that's consistent.
Is it on? Yeah. I certainly didn't mean to imply that nothing was working because I was talking about per diems. It was very much a targeted per diem issue. And by the way, even though I come from Canada, my debit card doesn't work here for some reason. If I didn't have a credit card to do a cash advance on, I'd have no pesos. So maybe a machine somewhere in the city handles it, but not the ones I've tried. If indeed there is a substantive difference between booking your own and having ICANN do it, not only in the refunding for cancellation, but in the kinds of things that was being talked about of hotel rooms and rebooking if things aren't working. If indeed you're going to say, if you book your own ticket, you're on your own completely, and if you need to stay overnight because the flight is canceled, that's your problem, you better say that real up front, because that's a gotcha which will probably say no one uses your self-booking option, and that may not accomplish your end means, but you better be up front regardless of whether it's good or bad. You better tell people what the situation is indeed going to be. This time around, virtually everyone was delayed somewhere. That will happen. A little bit of concern on my part, purely because... Sorry.
One more, and then we'll have Tony.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Then Tony.
I happen to live in Canada, and the UN fairs have a region of North America. Typically, it costs significantly more from Canada to go anywhere in the world, including the U.S., than it does from somewhere in the U.S. And I wait to see what the actual numbers are, but I suspect, again, it will not apply to me unless those numbers are very, very liberal. So I hope we're not setting up rules that no one can use, but it makes you look good because you offered them.
Thank you, Alan, for both points.
Thank you. My name is Tony Harris. I'm not too sure I understood Alan's point about when you book your own ticket or you book it through the ICANN agent and the question of the refund if you don't travel. Because I believe I saw on the slides that you get... getting to Alan's point about if you don't travel and the refund of that. I think I saw on the slides that were shown mention of the fact that you only get a refund if you do your own booking after the meeting is over. So basically, if you don't show up at the meeting and you spent money on your ticket, ICANN is obviously not going to refund it to you. So I think that that argument is, unless I misunderstood, Alan, I don't see the... Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood then. No offense intended. other than that, I would say I think it's a very good idea to allow people to have that option. Sometimes it can help with certain things as securing adequate seating. Your travel agent probably knows what your special requirements are, and BCD Travel are very efficient, but perhaps cannot pay such attention to detail sometimes. And I think that's really a good idea. And I would also like to say thanks to the ICANN constituency travel team for at least they've always taken very good care of me. Anybody else?
Thank you. I think the microphone is not being heard on remotely, so let me just sum what Tony Ayer is saying by saying he really appreciates the travel support teams for his travel.
Yeah, Wilfried Weber, and I am wearing this time and also in the past more than one hat with regard to activities in ICANN. And let me just publicly state that I really appreciate the flexibility that you are going to introduce with that change. This is not picking at anyone in travel or in the travel agency or anything else. And as I already said privately to you before the start of the meeting, I do see where ICANN is coming from and what the boundary conditions are and what the drivers are for these rules. But for the people who have to be or who want to be at a meeting in more than one capacity and having that funded, for example, by the regional registries, in my case for attending the meeting and being on stage on Wednesday for the address supporting organization, and then being funded by ICANN for the NOMCOM 2010 and 2011. Doing those things according to the old rules through travel is extremely cumbersome. This is not criticizing thing, it's not picking it, but it just doesn't fit the model. So I really appreciate this flexibility that gets introduced, and I think all of your caveats, all your think twice before you do it, are very reasonable. They are very in line with like our travel rules at the university or in other organizations. The only thing that has to be test-driven, and I'm probably going to do that for San Francisco, is to find out what the timelines are. Because doing the self-booking is introducing some sort of mutual dependencies. Because I have to get a quote, I suppose, which is just reasonable. I get back to ICANN, I get the authorization, and only after receiving that, I am able to push the button and have the ticket issued. And as you know, the travel industry, the price of the ticket might have changed. It's not going to be three times as much or four times as much. But sort of, we'll have to see how this flexibility works out in reality. But I'm pretty grateful for this change. Thank you.
Great. And is it Wilfried? Am I saying it correctly? Yes. For those on the online, Wilfried just shared, I think echoing what Tony was saying, the appreciation for the flexibility of the new program, and also shared, let's make sure we carefully manage the timelines, because this is adding another series of steps. You know, when you, as Evan shared earlier, when you have to submit a request and then get the request back, and then the reimbursement. So there's a series of extra steps there. And so one is you administer the funding for that, and Steve and Matt and Karen administer the processing of that. You just have to factor those into the process, as well as addressing Alan's earlier point, which I just want to emphasize too, the need to have the per diem payments come early enough so that those travelers who have a very legitimate concern with having per diem funds at the meeting, they need that advanced paid in advance, not the day of or in flight before. Okay, so trying to capture some of the comments made for those who might not be able to hear because the mic's not catching. Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Alan has a clarifying.
On the point. Business of getting approval to purchase your own ticket, do I need to give you the specific dollar quote, or do I need to get permission to purchase my own ticket as long as I'm within the U.S. UN guidelines?
So ask it once more if you could.
Okay. If the UN guidelines say $1,000 for this particular ticket, do I need to get a particular quote, which is obviously has to be under $1,000, and say, may I spend $920, or can I simply say, may I purchase my own ticket as long as it is under $1,000? One requires an interaction with the travel agent, which he's talking about, and one doesn't.
I can probably guess the answer, that the answer is no. So if you make the request to get funded and to book your travel, and then you go ahead and book the travel, and you just monitor it against the guidelines. If you're going to be way over the guidelines, then we should probably discuss
it. No, I'm only talking under. Well, the over is obviously an exception. Yeah. So I don't have to submit the specific price I'm planning to pay as long as it will be under 1,000.
That's my guess. We'll follow up and make sure that's clear.
So that takes out the extra interaction that Wilford was talking about.
Now, my understanding is that the UN region's quotes will apply to the per diems and not to the cost of an airplane ticket, because I think there is no such thing like a UN regional level of cost of a flight. But I know that there are these regional things about reimbursement for per diems and that sort of things. So I have the feeling we are talking about two different things.
Specifically for the air.
Sebastian. Sebastian, why don't you use this? It seems like this microphone's working.
I understand.
Okay, thank you very much. Totally personal comment or question. First, it's against how you will fix the amount for a ticket, because I guess there is no a table with a price to go from one place to another from each part of the world, and how you will fix this amount. And my second question is that if I decide to buy a ticket more expensive, that just means that I will be reimbursed by ICANN at the level you fix. That means that we don't need to be under. You just give us the maximum you are allowing us to spend. If we are under, you reimburse what we really spend. If we are above, you reimburse the maximum. That's my understanding or question or whatever you want. Thank you.
Yes, that's my understanding, yes. Let me just read you what Steve just wrote on the to Alan's question. No, the written authorization is just a confirmation that it is acceptable to proceed. The traveler may then book as he or she wishes and does not need to get a particular itinerary approved. The travel summary addresses the issue of stopovers, hotels, and transit, etc. Thank you. Steve, if you can hear me, another question that came up is the United Nations standards are pretty much regionally oriented, and I assume that doesn't really apply to that only applies to the per diem limits. Airfare limits would just be based on the route. No? Am I misunderstanding? So the question is...
I misread what it said also. What it says is you will use a UN list of regions that denotes North America and its parts, Africa and its parts, and ICANN will publish a list of allowance, of travel allowances. Where you get those numbers from, you're not telling us.
I see. So
if you click on that list, it's a list of regions, not airline prices.
Airline prices, okay. So we'll have to get clarity. If Steve, if you want to add that now, well, how will the airfare rates be? The maximum airfare rates be established? Hey, And then Steve echoed what Sebastian said. Can the traveler can spend as much as desired. They will only be reimbursed up to that maximum level that's been in the guidelines. I think those on the remote participation are experiencing a little time warp. I think the video is about a minute after the audio, which is after the written chat room. So, interesting experience. Are there any other questions on travel support? Well, and I just have to interject, from several years ago when this was a hotly discussed and controversial subject, it seems like the trains are pretty much running on time in terms of the policy development of travel guidelines, and so we appreciate that. I also want to emphasize that this change was really a direct response to community feedback, so we really appreciate that. The all these policies and procedures, even all the way down to travel guidelines for staff, travel guidelines for community members, are a result of the work of the community members. So special thanks to all of you for participating in that. Steve had another quote. You do not need to interact with a travel agent. If the guideline says it's a maximum of $1,000, you can spend $5,000 without getting specific approval, as long as pre-approved to book oneself, and then you'll be reimbursed for $1,000 with the appropriate documentation. Thank you, Steve.
I may have been the most vocal person over the last several years in this whole process, and I would simply like to take a tip of the virtual hat to Kevin and his team. I have not seen as responsive an operation in ICANN on anything which people were complaining about as how this has been managed over the years. And yes, it hasn't always been done perfectly, and there have been problems, and there have been a lot of good successes. But the willingness of Doug before you, and you when you started taking the lead role in it, to listen to people, to try to understand some of our complex problems, and to respond as best one could, given that it's a large organization and not always easy to change. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. I appreciate that. And obviously, I can't take the credit. I mean, I appreciate the comment, but Steve, Matt, Karen, Janice, and even now Juan can take a lot of credit. So it's a big team.
And
Alan would like to put on record that Kevin did do a good job, and he's a good leader.
I think I saw one other. Thank you, Sebastian. Appreciate that. Any other questions, comments, suggestions? Good. I like that. Good. All right, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Steve, thank you very much for joining remotely, and it looks like a couple others joined remotely. If you have any other follow-up questions, you know what to do, travelconstituency@ICANN.com. Thank you very much. Bye now. Excuse me, travel-constituency@ICANN.org. I think .com would work, though, wouldn't it? No? Sorry, .org. Can you erase the tape on that one?
You got me all flustered with the compliment.
Maybe we hit stop record right before that.
Took me 4 years to figure out my email address.
See you tomorrow. Where do you go? Where do I think?
We're doing Tuesday at 5:30. Yeah, I'm supposed to meet. Well, you're going to be here before I'm here. Okay, so let's meet here.
Yeah. Find you in the staff room.
Yeah, why don't you find me in the staff room? Okay. Do you know where you'll be? Right. Okay.
think our last one said the clock's going. The last one I'm in is Arsenal. Thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
Good. Juan, you look good.
I was trying to suck the cheeks in.
Kevin? No.
I know.
No. It was too open.
From this side on, I'm a clue what I'll send you.
Okay. Thank you, Ellen. Appreciate it. I look forward to it. Looking forward to it. We're not done yet.
And Kevin and I are both the same thing.
I don't have. Sorry, I got your name
to
the party.
Because when you started to do like, oh, I have it, I'm like, one could see mine is completely fine. I couldn't get anywhere. And everything else is working just fine.
I didn't see now.
And he had been on because he's with me. He was on the same team, right?
Buenas, buenas, Sergio. Checo.
Estuve viendo que hubo intercambio de mail.
Desde, no. Tengo media respuesta.
El pupil ya está confirmado.
Ok. 340 y algo. Así que, desde ahorita a las 5 tenemos un cuarto reservado.
Vaya.
¿Dónde me vas a ver a las 5? ¿Dónde a las 5?
¿Dónde a las 5?
¿Dónde?
¿Dónde?
¿Dónde? ¿Dónde?
Oh, don't
get it. Oh, don't get it.